Thank you for holding. Is this Jason?
Yep, it is.
Hi, Jason. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's been a pretty busy morning, but good problem to have, so I'm not complaining.
Yep.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job kind of explaining everything?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over pricing with you. There's a new in business credit that she asked me to apply. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or what we'll be able to do for your company?
I think I've got a roundabout idea of what's going on. You guys will just pretty much ensure that I'm one of the first businesses that pops up on a Google search.
Exactly.
Anytime somebody's looking for the services that I provide in the area.
Right, right. Like if you looked up Fence Contractor right now, you'd see Zion Fence and Jensen Fencing of Utah. You heard of those guys?
I haven't, but
There's
a lot of companies, son.
Right. Yeah, but only three show at the end of the day. So that's the major benefit
right.
to you in this conversation is we have one listing available. Once we put you up there, we close out the category, so we can't work with any of those other guys. We'll be at our max capacity.
Okay.
I'm sure you could see the value of being listed on Google in front of your competitors when your customers are looking for the services you offer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I sent you a link to the pricing page, so that way you could see it rather than me just tell you. And what I tried to do here was just kind of mimic what companies like Zion Fence are doing with their current campaign. That way you're not missing anything. Tara did tell me that you had somebody already building your site for you. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Do you have like an ETA on when that site will be completed?
I don't. I actually haven't looked into that yet.
Gotcha.
Social media and I'm on Angie's list. They're getting me a little bit of business. I'm actually just running on the side right now.
Wow,
so
okay.
Huge. I'm just waiting for it to kind of take off, and then I'll quit my full-time job and go do that full-time. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, we could definitely get you to that full-time point, you know? There's really no better form of online advertising than being on Google. We tell people sometimes it's like you haven't even officially started your business until you put it on Google in front of people and, you know, verify it. So, if you could do well with Angie's, though, I know you'll do great with this. They actually use Google to get the leads that they sell. The problem that people have, though, is they sell the leads to, like, five of you, and they charge you even when you don't get the job.
Yeah. That's one negative that I have seen with them. And then I've had to talk to them a couple times because I told them I only wanted a full install and not, repairs, and they sent me a few repairs and charged me for those, so I had to get a refund for those because they weren't in my original criteria. So.
Yeah, they kind of, with their Google campaign, they kind of broad match it, so it's like anything that has to do with fencing, almost anything under general contracting, really, they receive and then they kind of hash them out from there.
Yeah.
But your Google campaign would be customized, so you only show up for the services, they're called keywords, that you want to be found for. We give you 15 different ones that you're listed for at a time. Obviously, we'll have recommendations, but we want to customize it so that way you're not getting phone calls from people that aren't looking for exactly what you do.
Right.
Okay. But there is a campaign that I wanted to tell you. There's a platinum package. That's what Tara requested for you anyway. The platinum package comes with the .com website, so it's no extra charge, actually. It's just something that we include to make sure that you have one.
Okay.
That campaign, if you see on the pricing page, it's advertised at $599 per month. But because you're a new business and we're looking to fill the spot today, you know, I could reduce the cost by 50% and I could lock it in at that discounted price. So instead of you paying $599 like Zion Fence, you'd pay $299 on a month-to-month basis and you won't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. And then we'll also provide you with a tracking system so you could see the difference between what's specifically coming from the Google listing and what we've done versus your Angie's List and other platforms.
Gotcha. So I have a question, actually.
Uh-huh.
Because you guys don't have a contract, say because it's getting to be winter, I start this, I go a couple months, and just because winter. Nobody's really thinking about buying a bed. When I float way down and I can't afford it, and I can't. You guys going to shut my website down because you built it for me?
No, we wouldn't shut it down. Normally, so, like, usually we charge a setup fee to get the website built because you have to purchase a domain name. You know, even if you had somebody build it for free, you got to buy a domain name. And then you got to have a host on there to keep the content up there usually. So it costs us $99 to buy a domain name. We get them pretty cheap. So we would actually charge you that if you canceled because I'm not charging you that setup fee to start out. So, like, let's say 2 months from now you discontinued, it'd be $99 if you wanted to keep the site. And then all the other things that we do for you, like verifying your Google listing, the directory submissions, all the reviews you generate, you keep those. Like, we don't go back and delete your Google business profile just because you're not doing the optimization to keep yourself on the first page.
Right. So the $299 a month is keeping the website and putting it on the front page. And then if I canceled that, it would still be $99 a month for just...
No. If you canceled it, it's just a one-time payment of $99 to get your domain. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. There won't be any additional charges after that. So if you're like, hey, I want to discontinue it, but I want to keep my website, it's just one time, $99, there's your site, and we part ways.
Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How many other businesses are you guys going to call and offer this spot to?
Just until it fills, basically. Google gives us a qualified candidates list, and then it goes into like an auto dialer system for my representatives like Tara. So they're downstairs just going through it right now. We're just looking for one company to close it out.
Gotcha. So it's pretty tight, man.
I mean, they fill pretty quick. You know, we've been a Google partner for a long time. We were established in 2004. So I've only been here 10 years, but in my time, you know, they almost always fill same day unless it's like a really rural area where there's not a lot of traffic going on. Yeah, but you're in an area where, you know, even in the last 30 days with the weather changing, there's a consistent flow of traffic for fencing contractors. So we got to keep at least those three options up there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough because, like I said, I'm new, so I don't have a lot of cash flow right now, so it's tough to give you an answer. But at the same time, I understand where it's kind of like it's a pretty tight schedule here to figure it out if I want it or not.
Yeah, it's one of those catch-22 things. It's like you got to spend money to make money, you know, and then sometimes it's like we don't know when these spots are going to open up. So a lot of the times we're calling guys out of the blue. They're not really anticipating that. Sometimes they inquire about it throughout the year, but if we don't have the spot available, we just put them on this list, and then once it's available, we circle back. Because we can't just take it away from the guys that are up there. We gotta
make the money. It's just the fact that I don't have, like, the business money to put in. I got to see if I can figure out how I can get it if I do it.
Mm-hmm. So the price is the main thing holding you back. If it wasn't the cost, you would probably do this for the company to get it going.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
and
well,
I can't get me a good deal, so it's like you can't really ask much more. So that's where I'm kind of stuck.
Yeah, well, if you look at the pricing page, there is more that I could do. Like, the Platinum package, it's not just, like, the first page placement and the website. Like, it's Bing, there's Yelp, there's Yellow Pages. It's really an A to Z marketing campaign. We try to put you on that package so that way you don't need any other marketing companies, you know? You don't have, like, a bill for Facebook, a bill for Angie's, a bill for Google, Bing, you know? It's all under one roof.
Right.
But I can remove the Facebook advertising out of that package, so you wouldn't get the Facebook ads. We haven't even touched on the Facebook ads yet in the conversation. But obviously the major benefit is getting that Google listing, and then we could always add that later in the future. If I remove the Facebook ads, I could drop the pricing to $199 on a month-to-month basis. I mean, it's not that big of a difference, but at least if it gets your foot in the door, once you start generating some new customers, we can add other services moving forward.
Right.
Yeah.
It was $299 without the Facebook?
It was $299 with the Facebook advertising.
Oh. And then $199 with that.
it's $199 without it. So you'll still get the site, you'll still have the first page placement on Google, which is where 90% of your calls are going to come from. And then you got Bing, and then you have all our popular directory submissions as well. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle. There's about 60 trusted directories that are in that. So, I mean, we're pretty much covering all your bases with the exception of Home Advisor by Angie's, which you already have, and then the Facebook ads.
Okay. So I'm really considering it because if I call right now and cancel my Angie's, they have me on a $200 limit a month already.
Oh, okay.
On Angie's.
Mm-hmm.
So if I call to cancel that, that would save me that $200 I'd give to you guys.
Yeah, instead of you spending money, you're just reallocating the funds instead of spending more.
Right.
That would make sense.
Right.
You know, like I said, they get their leads, like, you know, it's no mystery. If you just look up fencing contractor on your phone, just underneath these guys, where we're talking about listing you, it has 10 of you guys on there. So they're putting themselves on Google. They're putting you on their site, putting themselves on Google. Obviously, if they got it from Google for $5 in the grand scheme of things, if you break it down, you know, they might sell it to you for like 20 or 30 and four other guys, you know, and then they're charging you even when you don't get it.
My range is $40 to $70 per lead.
So wow.
But like I said, they give you, they let you have a cap. So I'm like, you know, I don't want any more than $200 a month lead in my bank.
Yeah, but that's not getting you very far. I mean, if you're even on the low end, if you got like $40 a lead, you're only going to get five leads and your $200 is spent.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like one lead a week. And it's like if you don't get them, then it's like you didn't even get any work that week from that. There's a lot more opportunity floating around for you to be missing out on it over that. Yeah.
Since I've got them, I've bid five of the leads, and I have no turnaround.
Wow. So $200 basically just thrown to the wind.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're not going to be a hard person to make happy.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you can get me a job, I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
the first month, like that's easily doable. Zion Fence got a call, like multiple calls every day last week. You know what I mean? People are trying to knock
right.
it before it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay. Yeah.
Still a $2.99 setup fee.
No. So with the setup fee, I can put in a request to have the setup fee waived. That's what I was telling you for the site. So even
okay.
though I'm waiving the setup fee, you won't have to pay that. But if you canceled, we would charge you one time $99 if you wanted to keep the site.
Okay, gotcha. So we would
yep.
just start out my first month, $199, and
yep.
then go from there.
Yep, and it'll stay $199.
Okay.
So unless you call in to add the Facebook ads or if you wanted to expand to like Google advertising later, obviously I wouldn't recommend that anyway unless you got like a crew of guys that you could go send out now. But obviously
right.
we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You could call in and we can upgrade the package.
Okay. All right. Can I say yes? Like, how long is a process is it to get set up? Because I'm working my day job right now, so I don't have a whole lot of time.
Oh, yeah. If you give me, like, 2 to 3 minutes, I could, like, create the account really quickly and secure the spot. That way it's off the board, not going to anybody. But I'd have to circle
right.
back with you, like, later today or tomorrow to do the client interview.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Let's do
okay.
that.
Okay. So I'm going to create your profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Can I change that later when I actually purchase a company phone?
Yeah.
Right now
let me
see my cell.
Yeah. Let me send you my direct line. And then anytime you want to make a change, you could just call me directly and I could make a change to your business profile.
Okay.
It's the same as our customer service line. I just have a separate extension. And
okay.
then you'll have that attached to everything. But I just texted it to you. And then your last name's
okay.
Hansen, like the business name?
No, not yet. So I'm actually changing my last name because,
okay.
so long story short, my stepfather is more in my life than my biological father. So
yeah, I understand
I'm
that.
Planning on changing my name to Hansen because that's my stepdad's last name. But as of right now, I'm legally, my last name is legally Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay. Yeah, my older brother did that, actually. So he's actually my half-brother. His dad was from Hawaii. My mom, he's 5 years older than me, but he changed his last name to my dad's last name, and my dad was his stepfather. So I get that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of interesting, actually, because I used to give him crap about it all the time because he would, like, brag about his dad, but he hadn't seen his dad in, like, 10 years. And I'm like, my dad's the one that's taking care of you and paying your bills.
Yeah.
The reason you have a room.
It's harder when you're young to accept the fact that your biological father is not the greatest for you.
Yeah. I always told my brother he kind of turned out to be a wimp because my dad wouldn't spank him because it wasn't his kid.
Oh.
Kind of leave that up to his mom. So
my mom's terrible at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then my mom would always like super protect him, but you know, I wouldn't get the same defense because my dad's like, it's my son, I'll do what I want to do. Yeah, so it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, you turned out to be a wussy because my dad didn't ever protect you. I got to stop saying that too. Even now, I'm 30 years old and he's 35 and I still say it's my dad. I need to stop doing that, but he's accepted it and he's changed his last name. He did that like 8 or 9 years ago. So, you know, it's
really
nice. Yeah. It's nice when the holidays come around.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Sure.
So I got, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to make this quick. What's your business email address?
What was that, Doug?
Your business email address? So I could send you everything in writing.
Yeah. It's just Hansen, Spence, and Dick. All one word, and then at gmail.com.
All right. And then this address that we have on file, the 3834 Summerway East, is that still accurate?
It is.
Can you receive mail?
It's a house.
Okay. Well, I won't have it like displayed on Google. It'll still say Eagle Mountain, Utah, 84005, but the street address will be hidden. It's just for us to send you that postcard in the mail.
Okay.
Okay, and even on the map, like your little red dot on the map is going to be pretty vague. They won't actually be able to get like turn-by-turn directions or show up at your doorstep or anything like that.
Right, okay.
All right, and then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Just do 6. Friday.
Okay. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yep.
Okay.
Do 7 days a week for now. We can change that later too, right?
Yep. Yeah, you could change it. The only thing that's hard to change is like the address and the business name. Not that we can't change it, but it's just we'd have to go through that whole like PIN verification all over again. It's kind of a headache.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not something I'd probably change in this.
Okay. Yeah,
like
but everything else is pretty simple.
Yeah. And actually, let's do Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday? You want to go closed on Sunday?
Yeah, let's do closed on Sunday just so I have a day.
Sabbath.
Right.
Okay. So I'll set it as Monday through Saturday and then Sunday closed.
Okay.
I sent you a text message. It's an email address, just photos@localsplash.com. If you have a logo or like photos that you want to use for your website, if you could send them there, we'll already have your email and your number on file, so we'll know it's you and we'll use those for your .com.
Okay.
Okay. And then for a client interview usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like today?
Today, I should be off of my day job by about 2.
By about 2? Okay, I have a 2 to 3 available, so they'll call you a little bit after 2.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah, let's
Mountain
do
time.
That.
Okay.
Perfect. And then if for some reason I get stuck at my day job and it takes longer than that, can we reschedule that?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to set it to send you an automated text message reminder 1 hour before. So at about 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then if you could give me an update at that time, like if it doesn't work, we could always reschedule it.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. But I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to it, too, right now to your Gmail. right? And then just go ahead and update. There is a security question. So before anybody can access your account, or like if you call in to make changes, or if we contact you and you want to verify that it's the right company, we're going to have the security question in place. So you have three options to choose from for your security question on your account. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And what city were you born in, Jason?
American Fork.
American Fork?
Yep.
Okay. All right. City you were born in. American Fork, Utah. Okay. Let me do this again. Oh. Oh, man. Okay, hold on. Let me just put American Fork because it's not accepting it this way. Okay. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Probably by card. Okay. And I just put a card on file that you guys charge me for.
Yeah, we'll charge one time monthly. So today it'll process in the discounted pricing structure of $199. Each month moving forward on the seventh day, it'll process in $199. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue. We just ask that you let us know before the seventh so that way we can stop the billing cycle. And then,
Okay.
And then also it's saying here, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you also agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. They just do that as a voice verification, as an added form of protection. We don't want you to pay for something that you already have or duplicate any of the listings or have somebody touching your Google business profile and we don't know what's going on. We might end up kicking them off, you know, more than likely.
Okay.
All right. So is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express, Jason? Okay, and is it under your name, the business name, or both?
The business name.
Okay, so Hanson Fence and Deck LLC. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Okay, so actually it is under both name and the
name. Okay, it does have your name on there. So it says Jason Bailey?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just update this.
It's Jason L. So
there's an L in there?
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Yeah, it's an L.
Okay.
In the middle name, just the letter.
Okay. Jason L. Bailey, and then Hanson, Benson, Deck, LLC. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yep.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it four digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. So it's 4868.
4868.
7204.
7204.
3819. 4249. 4249. Yep.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
08 of 26.
Okay, and then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
Yeah. Before I give you that, is there any way you can confirm that you guys are legit just out of this payment order?
Yeah, of course. So what I'm doing right now is I'm implementing your billing information into a VeriSign secure database. It's the same thing as Amazon or eBay. So once I input the billing information, it like codes it out. So you don't have to worry about anybody like seeing or having your billing information once I process it. And then once it processes,
yes,
you're actually going to get everything in writing. So you're going to get your welcome email and text message. I'm going to still be on the phone with you too. So it's not a contract where you're like agreeing for a certain length of time, but it has everything documented on what we're doing for you, the pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. So, you know, if you needed to get a lawyer involved, it wouldn't be hard to get your money back, you know, if
yeah,
you felt like
you.
We weren't fulfilling what we're contractually agreeing to. So,
right. And, yeah. Like, I trust you, but you know how it is.
Yeah, no, I understand. I've been doing this for 10 years, so sometimes I have people that are like, you know, here you go, and then I have other guys that are kind of like, wait a minute. But at 199, trust me, we're not going to do anything shady. Our company's, you know, been around for a very long time. We're not going to run the risk. I'm not going to run the risk personally either of losing my job over an account like this. Not saying that it's not important.
Okay.
but I'm just, yeah. You know, yeah, it's like, there's a reason I'm in this position, just put it that way, and that's why Tara couldn't process your payment herself.
Okay, so yeah, if you're ready for the code, I'll give it to you.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 594.
594, okay, and then give me just 1 second, I'm going to send everything to you in writing, okay?
Okay.
All right, make sure you have it.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
Oh no.
I know you're at your day job. Trying to
I
make
might
quick.
Have given I might have given you the wrong card information. That was for the debit card on the business account, not the credit.
Oh, okay. You want to use a credit card?
I apologize.
Okay. It's already encrypted, so I don't have any of the billing information, but I could just delete it, and then if you want to read off the actual billing information for the business card?
Yes. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I wasn't even paying attention, and right as I was putting away, I read debit logic.
I've been in crazier situations. I don't know if you ever heard of Extra Space Storage, but they have like 1,600 locations. I remember one day I was setting up 20 of the locations, so we were like going through, and he was giving me the same card for like each account. And then basically by the time I got to finishing the setup on the last account, then he told me he needed to put it on a different card. So I had to go back.
Oh, man. Yeah, at least I'm just one location.
Yeah. I'm like, this one's easy. I'm not fussing about that. I just hit backspace. But I'm ready when you are.
Okay, so it's 4868.
4868.
7104.
7104.
3819.
3819.
4240.
4240. Okay. And just so you know, all calls are recorded for quality assurance too. So Google's actually monitoring the conversation. And then what's the expiration date, month and year?
10 of 26.
10 of 26. Okay. And 3-digit code on the back.
333.
333. Okay. Bear with me for just a moment. I'm going to send everything to you in writing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, there's an automated message you're going to receive. It'll say, Jason, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We have sent a copy of the invoice to the email that we have on file. And then it'll also say, like, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So if you click on that, you'll find everything in writing. So it'll have all the products and features that we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure that we agreed upon at $199. It'll have the billing date, the cancellation policy, and at the bottom, you have to sign off on that to agree that you received it. And then you'll have the hard copy in your email, and we have a hard copy on file as well. So that way there's no confusion moving forward about the package and the pricing structure that I set you up with.
Okay.
If you use this for the next 3 years, you get the same price. It's not going to change, even if our rates change. But, yes, go ahead.
Okay. And then after 3 years, it will change?
No. I'm just saying that was just an example. Like, basically, as long as you're with us, just keep it. Like, I have a guy that I signed up back in 2013, and he's still on board with us. He's a roofing contractor in Fort Worth, Texas. And this guy's making hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, if not millions. But he's only paying like $129.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like, it was like this package obviously was a lot cheaper back then. That was almost 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I have him on the same type of package, and he keeps that pricing structure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Real quick.
Sure.
On the, where I'm supposed to sign it says type your name exactly.
Uh-huh.
And, but. My first name is spelled incorrectly.
Oh.
So
is there a Y in there?
Y-S. My kid, so there's...
J-A-Y-S-E-N?
S-E-N, yep.
Yeah. Let me update it. 1 second. On your business profile, I have it as Jason Bailey. That's so weird that the billing are like the SON. It's so weird the billing actually accepted it with the wrong name, though, but it might be because the business name's in there, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it's Jason.
Usually it'll catch that, though. Okay, it's unique. Okay.
And then are you going to resend that?
Yeah, yeah. Disregard that one. I'm resending it to you right now. Mm-hmm. I just have to make sure it's updated on all platforms. Like even the client interview invitation that I sent to you for this afternoon, it's got it under J-A-S-O-N. So that's actually my fault for not verifying. I verified your last name, but I didn't. I just kind of assumed that it was the traditional spelling.
Oh, you're good. No problem. Most people mess with it because nobody's ready for it.
I actually kind of like that. Like, yeah, my daughter's name is Riley, but it's R-Y-L-E. Yeah. So I actually kind of like the Y, obviously. Yeah, I did that. So it's like different rather than R-I-L-E-Y, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. All right, here comes the new one. I got it all updated.
Okay. I'm not trying to be rude, but...
Oh, we're good. No, I just wanted to make sure you have everything in writing. Sign off on that when you can, okay. And then you're as soon as possible, and then you're good to go until your client interview this afternoon. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number and extension, so just feel free to call in.
Sweet. Thank you, man. I apologize. I don't mean to try to rush you. I'm just...
No, you're totally welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you and helping you grow this thing. So I'll be here to assist you throughout the campaign, too. So once we got everything up and running and I see you're making money and you got the hang of it, I'll back up. But in the beginning here, I'm going to be bugging you over the next couple of days just to get everything launched.
That's fine, yeah. Because I don't actually have – so here's a dilemma I was curious about. I don't have any pictures of work I've done yet. So,
okay.
And I know that's like a big thing. Like people want to see what kind of quality work they're doing.
We have like generic ones that abide by the copyright laws that we can use until we get new ones from you.
Okay, perfect. Sweet. That
just keep that email address on file, and that way when the new jobs come in, we could always update it with some before and after shots.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we'll just do what we got to do for right now to make sure that it looks presentable and it gets the clients to contact you. And then obviously, like I said, we'll grow it as we go. We're going to have a lot more conversations moving forward. It's just right now it's the first day and you've got a job in front of you. So I'm trying to move everything quickly, but we have processes for everything. So we'll be able to get you taken care of.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you between 2 and 3 for that client interview.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.